There's something you should know about parents. Allah the Merciful tells us through the Holy Quran, "And your Lord has commanded that you should serve him and not associate anything with him, and goodness to the parents. And if they should reach old age, you should not say to them as much as uff, uff, uff." That's ugh in English, which loosely translates as ugh in Scottish, huh, in little girlish, and ey baba Farsi. Nor chide them, and speak to them a gracious word, and make yourself submissively gentle to them with compassion, and say, "O Lord, have mercy and compassion on them, as they brought me up when I was only little." Imam Jafar as-Sadiq also states in a hadith that one who stares angrily at his parents, God will never accept his salah.
Oh no!
Even if his parents are unjust. It's clear that one must be absolutely obedient to his parents, no matter what the circumstances. Nope. It doesn't matter. ASAP. You've got to do it. Nah. Got to be done. Sorry. Ah. But then we stumble across this verse of the Holy Quran. "O you who believe, be maintainers of justice, bearers of witness of Allah's sake, although it may be against your own selves, or your parents, or your near relatives." Now, what happens when maintaining justice and obeying one's parents contradict each other? The Holy Quran also states, "And if they contend with you that you should associate with me that which you have no knowledge of, do not obey them." Is that the Quran telling us to disobey our parents? That's just mind blow. Now, associating others with Allah is often misunderstood. People assume that it means bowing down or making obeisance, literally worshipping a physical idol. But actually, the concept of polytheism, or shirk, in Islam goes way deeper than that. What is important for us to understand is many a time the bad deeds or the desires that we have become the very idols which the prophets sought to destroy. You see, by committing a sin, a person has essentially placed something above Allah. And as you know, shirk or polytheism is considered the greatest of the greatest sins. Thus, we've established that any type of sin is an act of shirk. Therefore, we cannot obey our parents when they tell us to sin. The Quran says, "And if they contend with you that you should associate others with me, of which you have no knowledge, do not obey them." So next time you're out and about and you visit a restaurant and your dad happens to say to you, "Have a bit of this pork burger," you've got to say no. Or if your mum tells you, "You don't have to pray salah at school, come home and read it qaza," you've got to say no. Or if you're a sister who happens to observe her hijab and takes pride in that, and her parents tell her, "Take it off," you've got to say no. Ah, but here's the real biscuit. Islam is the religion of perfect balance, and if we start taking things out of context, we're gonna end up falling like they fall off the bridge of Sirat. Remember that the Quran says, "If they contend with you that you should associate others with me, do not obey them, and keep company with them in this world kindly." In the time of the Holy Prophet, there was a man who wanted to go on jihad and defend the religion of Islam. But the man had parents who were elderly and sick and were in need of his care and attention. The Holy Prophet said to him, "Look after your parents. Verily, 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 service to your parents for a night and day is equal to an entire year of jihad." So remember, strive to be at the service of your parents. Be obedient to them, unless being obedient to them might lead to sin. And even then, show your father the utmost respect, tell him that you admire him, kiss your mother's hand, buy her a gift, and tell her you love her. And remember that paradise lies at the feet of your mother, even if she's Garfield. Be there next fortnight. You do not want to miss out. Trust me.